seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Satan, the cursed one, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Islamic Republic of Iran, Universal Network of Saha TV. You're watching us live from holy city of Qom with our program, Open Talk. I'm Fatima Ali Shah, your host, and in this program, we're going to talk about brotherhood and unity in Islam, a very strong connection between the Muslims that it shows the affection, loves and trust between them. In the studio, we will have as an expert Dr. Valipour, a distinguished Islamic expert, and we will have Dr. Razvi from London, who will share his ideas with us in London through satellite, and also we will have your ideas from around the world from Facebook, Twitter and YouTube. I pass it to my brother Nihad, who's going to tell you more about our pages on Facebook.
In the name of Allah, it's Tuesday, the 11th of December, 2012. Welcome our dear viewers to your favorite welcome our dear viewers to your favorite discussion show, Open Talk. Today, as my sister Fatima here addressed you, we have a topic which is brotherhood in Islam. We're going to discuss this subject with our guests from the studio and abroad. Also, as usual, our dear friends and viewers, you can be a partner in this show today by posting your thoughts and opinions on our Facebook and Twitter page, which going to appear in this show. And also, if you would like to watch the episode again, you can watch it anytime you want on our YouTube page. And also, we have the videos that we broadcast in the show. You can also watch them on our YouTube page. Also, if you would like to share us your thought through telephone, the numbers will be subtitled on the bottom of the screen during the show. So now, going back to Sister Fatima for more information.
Thank you very much. So you know how to contact us and ask us your question. And here in the studio, we will have a distinguished expert who is going to answer your question, or you can make your comment and we will read them during the program. After a short break, we are going to come back with our expert. Stay with us.
We are connected inextricably to every single Muslim around the world by virtue of our Shahada. Any Muslim that says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah is a brother to that Muslim. My concern is his concern, and his concern is my concern. His trouble is my trouble, my trouble is his trouble. His objective is my objective. His liberation is my liberation. His struggle is my struggle. Don't come and tell me that I should only concern myself with those people in this country. No Muslim will accept that. No Muslim can accept that. No Muslim should accept that. So anyone that says, you worry about yourself and your family, don't worry about the Muslims of Iraq. Don't worry about the liberation of Al-Quds. No. These are my concerns as a Muslim. And where I happen to be is irrelevant. If I am in this country or another country is irrelevant. A Muslim is a brother to a Muslim, and no one can get in the way of this. No army, no idea, no political leader can stand between any Muslim. Their concern is my concern, and my problems are their problems, and their problems are my problems, and forever be this way.
Our brothers and sisters who are getting slaughtered every single day, if not every single hour, if not every single minute, where one is getting slaughtered, another one is falling dead, another one is getting raped, another one is getting locked up, another one is fleeing their home, another one this, another one that. And enough is enough for us just to listen and to watch. We must at least show our solidarity, the support towards our own brothers and sisters, in which makes us and them one united ummah, that nothing breaks us apart, whether our colors or our race or our nationality. At the end of the day, we are all Muslims who worship Allah, and there are human beings like us who deserve a fair just fight.
Welcome back, our dear viewers. One more time, you're watching us live from Holy City of Qom. The subject of our today's program is brotherhood and sisterhood in Islam. And here in the studio, we have a distinguished Islamic expert, Dr. Valipour. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor. Thank you very much for joining us in this program.
Thank you so much. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So as you know, the subject of our today's program is brotherhood and sisterhood. Let me put the sisterhood also.
Yes.
You know, in Islam, we have a great emphasis on be united, and, you know, like we had Ansars moving from one place to another, and the Muslims treated each other like brothers and sisters. So does Quran is saying anything about directly saying about the brotherhood and sisterhood between the Muslims?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And again, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, and peace be upon his family, I mean Prophet family, and his infallible. About the brotherhood in Quran, we have lots of verses, as you know. For example, we have in chapter Hujarat, in verse 10, the most famous one, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. All believers are brothers.
Right.
All believers are brothers. Some scholars are saying the term believer, mu'min, is something different of Muslim. Some are saying. But we prove that no, there is no difference between mu'min and Muslim, because some are saying yes, when you became Muslim,
so you're not necessarily mu'min.
Yes, or instead, if you are a Muslim, it's not certainly you are mu'min.
Yeah.
Because mu'min is something higher than Muslim.
That's
but
true.
We can't confirm that, because according to Quran, we have another verses about Muslim. We have about Prophet, Holy Prophet Abraham. He said, "Ana abbalul muslimin." Ana abbalul muslimin. So he's a prophet. He's higher than others. But
right.
He said, "I'm a Muslim." So when you say "innamal mu'minuna ikhwa," it's the same "innamal muslimuna ikhwa."
Right.
It means that there's no difference among all kinds and all sects of Islam. Yes, we have different sects of Islam, I confirm, we believe, but the all sects are the same. So there's no difference between mu'min and Muslim. I mean the believer and Muslim. So when there's no difference, all Muslim are ikhwa, are brothers.
Yeah.
Then, we have lots of brotherhood in nature. For example, we have natural brotherhood.
How is that possible?
Yes. As you know, we have in Quran, in chapter Nisa, the verse 1. That's the first verse. We have, Allah khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Yes, all of you are from one single being. And he was Adam, peace be upon him. Yes? So, we are all from Adam. We are all brothers and sisters.
That's true.
Yes? And we have tradition from Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that you are all from Adam. So there's no difference among you. La fazla lil arab ala al ajam. No difference. Arab is not higher than ajam, and ajam is not higher than others.
Yeah, the different you know, groups in the world, they are not
different. Yes, and there's no difference. La fazla للأبيض على الأسود. There is no difference mm-hmm. between this one and that. I mean, black one is the white one. There's no difference. So we are all naturally, we are the descendants of Adam. So
that's
we are
true.
All brothers and sisters. So this is the natural brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
But this brotherhood cannot guarantee the society. Because as you know, the first time we have Abel and Cain, I mean Habil and Qabil.
Yeah.
And Habil had killed his brother. So this brotherhood, I mean brotherhood and
sisterhood. Yeah, they started with killing each other.
Yes, so brotherhood and sisterhood in a family doesn't guarantee the society. We have this brotherhood and sisterhood, but we need a great one, a great brotherhood. I mean a divine brotherhood and a divine sisterhood. So how we can attain and achieve to this brotherhood and sisterhood? Allah guide us to this brotherhood and sisterhood.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, this was the first kind of brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we are in, for example, one family. So we are brother and sister, yes?
Yeah.
So the first one was common in all human being. But the second one is especially for one family, yes? We are brother and sister, for example, in one family, yes?
By blood.
Yes, by blood. This is the second one. But as you know, we have the same one in Habil and Qabil.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one doesn't guarantee the society. But the third one. The third one is this one. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ
Yeah.
All believers are إِخْوَةٌ. So we must attain and pay attention to this character, مُؤْمِنُونَ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ Yes, we are brothers, we know.
Yes.
We all natural brothers. We are in blood, for example, some of us, by blood we are brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But the third one said, no by color, no by race, no by blood, no by nature, no. Only by iman.
Yeah.
Yes, so this is additional, and the third one. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ If you believe,
mm-hmm.
Believe in what? If you believe in God and rejecting the falsehood, if you believe in confirming and acceptance of truth, you are ikhwa, you are brothers and sisters.
That's right.
And sisters. So this is the third one.
That was very actually interesting, you know,
Thank
how
you so much.
We didn't know we have that many type of brotherhood. Brother Nihal, did you want to say something?
Yes. Maybe just actually, we have on Facebook a friend of us, Amal. She says the brotherhood's credo was and is Allah is our protector, the Quran is our law, and the Prophet is our leader. Jihad is our way, and death of the sake of Allah is the highest of our inspirations.
Okay, so that was very nice.
Wonderful words. How can we agree with her?
Sorry. Yeah, they're telling me something. How can we? What can you read one
how
of your points?
How can we define actually brotherhood from her point of view?
Mm-hmm. How can we define brotherhood from different point of view?
Want to explain more? Yeah, she talks about the principles that we have in Islam, and I think brotherhood is a very big principle. Old principle also in Islam. So how can we define brotherhood during those principles?
Yeah.
Yes, for the definition of brotherhood, because this is the new one,
mm-hmm.
because before Islam we had the first one and second one. I mean brotherhood by blood and brotherhood by Adam. Yes, we had these two.
Mm-hmm.
But about the three one, yes, you are right. We need a definition
mm-hmm.
for the third one. So Allah Almighty and Holy Prophet have arranged some laws for this brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have from our Prophet, he said, لا تحل الهجرة فوق ثلاثة أيام. For مؤمنين, for believers, for two brothers, but in مؤمنين. For two brothers, it's not permissible to serve and cut relationship more than 3 days.
Yeah, we have that, but it's very interesting, like, point for me. Like, if it's you don't talk to your brother, like, another moment for 3 days, your prayer is not accepted.
Yes.
And
sure.
Why is that?
Because Holy Prophet said, we have in Sahih Muslim.
It shows how important it is to keep the connection.
Yes, because we don't need, for example, personal worship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, everyone can worship God without community. But Allah doesn't want this worship. It is not valuable for Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Allah wants the worship in congregation. Yes,
right.
In community.
Yeah.
So because of that, we have a tradition from Holy Prophet. He said, peace be upon him, if you want to be a complete faithful man, you must have an agreement and in friendship with your brothers, with other mu'mineen. And if you are not this man, your faith is not complete. You must love others. We have from Imam Sadiq, Haladdin illal hub. Does a religion is anything but love and ishq? So when you don't love others, actually you don't love the creatures of Allah. So the creatures of Allah are the manifestations of Allah. When you don't love the manifestations of Allah, how you can confirm and I can say you are a faithful man or woman?
Right.
But about these definition and these laws, as I mentioned, Allah Almighty has arranged some and lots of laws for this brotherhood. لا تحل الحجرة فوق ثلاثة أيام. You can't cut your relationship with your brothers, with other believers, more than 3 days. And then, فَإِنِ الْتَقِيَ فَسَلَّمَ أَحَدُهُمَا فَرَدَّ الْآخَرِ اشْتَرَكَ فِي الثَّوَابِ. If you greet me, yes? Mm-hmm. For example, I cut my relationship, and you, for example, greet me. If I answered, yes, we are both faithful.
Right.
And if I didn't answer you, so I'm guilty and you are innocent.
Right.
Yes. And in another tradition, very strange and very interesting tradition, and Al-Baqir alayhi salam from Imam Baqir, we have مَا مِن مُؤْمِنَيْنْ اِهْتَجَرَ فَوْقَ ثَلَاسٍ إِلَّا وَبَرْئِتُ مِنْهُمَا. If two believers have caught their relationship more than 3 days, so I don't love them and I don't like them. They are not from Shia. They are not from Muslims. So, فَقِيلَ لَهُ. Somebody says, يَبْنَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَذَا حَالُ الظَّالِمِ. Somebody asked, يَبْنَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Sometimes we had cruel one and we have innocent one. What have you said about the cruel one is true? Yes. But about the innocent one, your statement is not true because he's innocent.
Right.
And Imam Baqir answered, مَا بَالُ الْمَظْلُومِ لَا يَسِيرُ إِلَى الظَّالِمِ فَيَقُولْ أَنَا الظَّالِمِ حَتَّى يَسْتَلِحَ. Imam Baqir has said, why this innocent man must come to this cruel man and guilty man and said, yes, I was cruel, please be.
Yeah, okay. That's not possible. It's really difficult.
Yeah, really difficult. But it's our duty. If I love someone, I must, because of Allah. Because I love Allah, and because of Allah, I do everything for Allah's satisfaction. Yes?
Yep.
For the sake of Allah, I must be able to do everything for Allah, for the sake of Allah. Yes, for the sake of Allah, say and tell, I'm the cruel
one. This is
Lord.
Really difficult.
Difficult, yes.
What do you think, Nihad? Will you do that?
Yeah, it's actually really, as you said, difficult, and I cannot imagine. Anyway, I would like to ask you, please, doctor, a question. Now we know the definition of the brotherhood. So how can we brothers and sisters in our society, what are our duties? What do we have to do to each other to actually make it true in our society?
I think, let me answer your question first. It's when somebody does something, go and ask for forgiveness, like say, if you're innocent, you know, that's one big step. Mm-hmm. All right, so, yeah, just answer the question, what is our duty as a brothers and sisters in the society?
Yes, as you know, we have lots of laws in Islam. Yes, we have fasting, we have praying, we have zakat, we have homes, we have hajj, pilgrimage. Yes, we have lots of laws in society, regarding to the society. Yes, praying is not something personal. Why? Because Holy Prophet ordered us to, as it's possible and it's better to perform the praying in the congregation.
Yeah, let me just, sorry, I stop you here and we will continue because we have a narration. It's going to go out you viewers. We are going to come back with the same question as our duty. Sorry for interruption. We will come back after a short break. Keep in tune.
Within society, there are many diverse kinds of relationships and associations that are made between people. One of the highest forms of these relationships and a true milestone in terms of human interaction is that of brotherhood. A bond that ties the hearts of people together in a way that is governed by no worldly gain or desire. The concept of brotherhood holds an important place in the religion of Islam, and many essential elements of Islam are fostered under the rubric of this concept. Brotherhood harvests the fruit of faith and love for the sake of Allah, the Almighty Creator. It is a gift from Allah that is shared between believers and granted to whoever Allah chooses from His servants. Allah the Almighty in Holy Quran says, "And hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah, and be not divided among yourselves, and remember Allah's favor on you, for you were enemies to one another. But He joined your hearts together so that by His grace you became brethren." This brotherhood of Islam creates a loyalty and fondness between people that cannot be duplicated in worldly relationships. A strong, devoted Muslim is more entitled to the love of the believer, or in other words, is more entitled to become the brother of the believer than a weak, disobedient person who falls short of his duties towards his Creator. The heart of the believer harbors no love for the polytheists and rejecters of faith, even if they are of his kin. The hearts of the believers are, however, filled with love for other true believers. By fostering love for the sake of Allah and establishing ties of brotherhood among fellow Muslims, the believer may hope to attain the ultimate and unimaginable honor, the friendship and pleasure of Allah. The brotherhood described by the Messenger of Allah and his followers has important conditions. First, the relationship must be established purely for the sake of Allah. This requires the brothers to abandon any type of personal interest that they might hope to gain through their relationship. The next condition is that the brotherhood must be paired with iman and taqwa. Third, the brotherhood should be of the Islamic manner and style. The fourth condition is that mutual advice for the sake of Allah should be an essential pillar of the brotherhood. Finally, the brotherhood should be built on cooperation and meeting each other's needs in both comfortable and difficult times.
Welcome back, our dear viewers, again. You can watch this video again on our page on YouTube. And also, I'd like to remind you, if you have anything in mind, just share it with us on our pages, Facebook and Twitter. Before the video, I was asking our guest here, Dr.
Valipur,
yes, thank you very much for reminding me. The question was, how can we be brothers in this society? What are our duties that we have to do to each other to be a really brothers and sister.
Yes. As I mentioned before, you must not cut your relation with your brothers at all more than 3 days. So you must be in friendship with all believers in every sect in Islam. Mm-hmm. So this is the first step. But about Islamic laws, as I mentioned, for example, about praying. If you want to be in agreement and friendship with your brothers, it's better to confirm and it's better to perform your praying in congregation. Mm-hmm. Yes, you go to mosque, you go to musalla, masjid, and then you pray, but in congregation. It increases your relationship with your brothers. The second one, about fasting. Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to fast, but everybody in 1 month, in one time. Yes, it means that Allah Ta'ala pay attention to the community. He didn't say, for example, you can fast every time. No, no, you must fast in this month, in this time. Mm-hmm. So, about zakat, because you are brothers, really you are brothers, you must pay zakat. You must help needy people. So, it's something relating to the brotherhood. About pilgrimage and Hajj, you must go to Hajj, but not personally.
All
in
together,
yeah, special months, special time, mm-hmm. special clothes. That's all together.
So, all these like being in community is to have a relation and contract with the interaction. With other Muslims. That's
why
we have. Yeah, that's why we have to like. For example, praying, we have to go, I mean, not women so much recommended, but men have to go to mosque to pray together. For as you mentioned, Hajj, they go all together. That's why, because they get to know each other more.
Yes, yes, to strengthen mm-hmm. yeah, their relationship, because we must know each other better.
What do we achieve from that?
Yes, and so what's the target? What's the target? Allah Ta'ala like and love us in this situation, in community. And then we can have some relationships, we can help each other in worship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can, like a teacher, we all in community can be teacher of each other.
Yeah.
You know something I don't know about religion, about God. Yes, about Allah Almighty, I don't know, for example, something. You help me and I help you. When we know each other.
Yeah.
But
true.
When we are cut, no relationship. With this relationship, we can increase our knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is more knowledgeable, is nearer to God.
I think it's not only about knowledge either. It's like, for example, I need someone to help me. For example, in the court, in the school, and
yes,
somebody said,
yes.
Okay, I have the
yes.
connection, or I can help you,
yes.
come to me.
Helping in
and
every situation and every aspect.
Okay, I think we have now connected to Dr. Razvi from London. If he can hear our voice. Dr. Razvi from London. Hello?
Yes, I have your voice, but I can't hear you properly.
Assalamu alaikum, doctor. Thank you for joining us in our program Open Talk.
Thank you for hosting.
Okay, so we talk. If you know, I don't know, followed our program so far. Now we are talking about the brotherhood and sisterhood amongst Muslims and people. So, what do you think about like how can we brothers and sister? In Islam, I ask the same questions from our expert in the studio. So I would like you to also answer this question, if it's possible, that what is our duty? Let me actually put it in this way. What is our duty as a brothers and sisters?
Well, Muslim Ummah should be united on common interests. And one of the most uniting points that exists is Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, because I remember a few years ago when I was arrested in Saudi Arabia and taken to the Mufti of the Baqi, and we had a discussion. Finally, they released me. I told them that, look, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam are the most uniting point for all of us. You have plenty of narrations about the importance of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow, and let's be united on them instead of considering them as the disuniting force. So it is our duty to find the common. We have more in common than differences. So when we say that we need to be united, we need to be together, we don't mean that they should become Shia and we should become Sunni, or they should follow our traditions and religion. Unity means to coexist and live together as sisters and brothers in Islam. Enemy of Islam does not look at us from enemy of Islam does not look at us as they don't look at us as they all look at us as Muslims.
Right.
They don't look which sect and which religion we follow.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Dr. Rizvi. I'm going to ask you more questions. Just before that, I will ask Dr.
I can hardly hear you. Your voice is very
faded. All right. I will ask you more questions, but before that, I would like to ask Dr. Valipur in the studio that how can we imply this brotherhood and sisterhood? We were talking about the, you know, how can we use it? What can we achieve from the brotherhood and sisterhood? And this relationship between Muslims and unity, what we can we achieve in our daily life. So I continue this subject with you after I ask the question. We finish this subject here in the studio. So Dr. Valipur, you were telling us that how can we use it in our daily life, the brotherhood and sisterhood, and what benefit do we get from this?
Yes. Is something related to the ethics, as you know. When you behave in the right way, so everybody like you, everybody love you, even you are not believer, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So, because of that, Allah Ta'ala has ordered us in Quran some suggestions and some orders about our behavior in the society. For example, in the chapter Hujurat, verse 11, we have يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْقَرْ قَوْمٌ مِنْ قَوْمٍ أَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِنْهُمْ. O believers, let not other people laugh on you. Yes? For example, I'm from this sect. Right. You are from another sect. I must not laugh on you because you are from another sect. So, mm-hmm. Asa an yakun khayran minhum. Maybe he's better than you. Yes,
that's right.
You don't know this, something unseen. Wala talmizu anfusakum. Wala tanabazu bil alqab. This is very, very interesting point. He said, wala talmizu anfusakum. Don't call yourselves with bad nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
Yourselves, yes.
Yeah.
I don't call myself. I call, for example, you. I call my friend.
Yeah.
But Allah Ta'ala says, no. لا تلمزوا أنفسكم. It means that me and you are united.
Right.
In the Quran view, ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم. ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't laugh on each other and don't call each other with bad nickname. We say each other, but Quran says yourself.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
For example, in other verses, we have in Surah, in chapter Nur, verse 61, فَإِن دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. If you enter the house, greet yourself.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm not a madman to greet myself. For example, you enter the house, salam alay, assalamu alay. No, no.
Yeah, you talk to yourself.
Yes, it means that know your brother, your sister, other persons in society are you. فَسَلَّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ So it's guide us that the persons and the people in the society are really united in the view of Quran. Yes?
Right,
so
true.
I think with these behaviors in the society, we can unite and we can be greatly one state, one ummah, but without good behavior, we can't be united.
Yeah, that's true. Nihat, yep?
Yes. I'm sorry for interrupting you, but we have one of our viewers with us on Skype. We asked him a question. It was, what kind of social achievements we may receive under the light of this notion? And we'll hear his answer together. It's John from Sweden. Let's check him out.
Okay, John from Sweden.
In a society, helped each other when needed. Of course, the benefits, they would be huge. And you can see maybe some examples even in the world today, not really like that, because I think that a society where people help each other without expecting anything back and everyone do it, I think it's like a utopian scenario. But you can see today some societies where, you know, like the state tried to implement some kind of brotherhood feeling amongst people. You can have, for example, high taxes, and then you can give people to money to people who are poor. And you can have like with healthcare and school and stuff like that. But I guess that's not like real or true brotherhood, because it's not person to person, and it's different. And when you have it in a system, it can also make the people interact with each other less, and so that actually makes the real brotherhood even less in a society with maybe a lot of welfare systems. But I'm a person who likes to travel, and I've also seen in different places, you know, what brotherhood can do if it's shown to you as a traveler. So if I go to a place where I don't know the language and I don't understand how things work, but if people are very hospitable, it means that it will still be very easy for me to be there and to travel there, and it gives a very strong feeling, and it makes difference to me and to many people it can do also who travel there. I believe in that in the brotherhood you think you can make differences even now if you just act on it. A good thing if you really had this kind of society where everyone tries to act in a brotherhoodly way to each other, it would be kind of self-maintained, and you wouldn't really need any welfare state. You wouldn't have very poor people, or at least not poor people that would be starving, because other people would help them then, and then sick people would also get help, and I don't know, and I'm thinking in some societies there's a lots of lonely people, but if people help each other always, and this brotherhood thing, then it will, you know, make people have more contact with each other. So that will also help against loneliness, and people will be more like a big family somehow. And one thing I'm thinking about the strongest is probably crime. That there would be almost no crime in a society like that, because usually people who who are criminals or do crimes, they are not bad people, I would say, but usually it's because they're desperate, and that thing would go away. So that could be one of the biggest differences, actually, I think.
Okay.
Thank you very much, John from Sweden, for your opinion that you've shared with us and our show. So back to you, our dear guest, and Sister Fatima, to talk about
the subject of brotherhood.
Of course, or maybe the opinion also of John.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, John, for your nice comment you made. I would like to ask, because these days, Dr. Razvi, if you hear me, I would like to ask you this question that, you know, as a Muslim, we have to follow the tradition of the Prophet and the laws we have in Quran. But nowadays we have this big subject of Islamic awakening. So as a Muslim, how can we, you know, be a part of this Islamic awakening and tell the world that, you know, make more unity between Muslims?
Yeah, I wanted to make a point that that before being brothers and sisters in Islam, we are brothers and sisters in humanity. We have to take care of each other. We have responsibility towards each other. And as far as being Muslim is concerned, we are one ummah. There are narrations after narrations in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, have instructed us to be together. We should consider the whole ummah as one body. If one part of the ummah is suffering, we should feel the pain and we should be united and help. We should be there to help them. If we ignore the issues and problems and the sufferings that they are going through, we are not showing our commitment to Islamic teachings. So as a Muslim, we have to be committed to help each other. As Brother John was mentioning, that we should even be kind to people who are wrong. And there is a hadith and narration that we should help an oppressor, we should help a brother whether he's oppressor or oppressed. And someone asked, how can we help an oppressor?
Yeah.
He said, by advising the oppressor not to be oppressor, by sorting out the problems, thereby clearing the doubts in the person's mind. Maybe majority of those people who are oppressors, they are ignorant. And one of the reasons why they become oppressors, because they are not educated, they are not informed, they have misconceptions about Islam. So it's our duty and responsibility to elaborate more on Islamic truths. Like there are some Sunni Muslim sisters and brothers who quite often come and tell us that they were told by so-called leaders that we don't believe in the same Quran. And I explained to them, look, pick up the Holy Quran in our center and compare it with your Quran. There is no difference. So sometimes enemies try to divide us by feeding the wrong information to our sisters and brothers. And therefore it is important and necessary that we get united. Inshallah, birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming, and Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi declared a unity week during those days. Inshallah, we should work during those days to have more meetings, more conferences together,
yeah,
to show our unity and strength to our enemies, that we are not disunited. We are united on all the issues that we are supposed to help each other.
Yeah, thank you very much, Dr. Razvi. Dr. Valipur, I wanted to ask you this question. That, you know, we are talking now about the brotherhood between Muslims.
Yes.
But can we develop this concept to also our non-Muslims, like Christian brother, we can call them brothers?
Yes, sure. As you know, according to the life of our prophets and mm-hmm. our imams and, for example, great companions, they had good connections and good relation and friendship mm-hmm. with other religions, Christians, Jews. Yes, we must have good relationship with all, because we are human.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have some differences in our, for example, beliefs, mm-hmm. but it's not the case to cut our relation, because we are human. We must be kind of each other.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we have in Quran, even in Quran, we have fi surah, fi chapter Mumtahana, verse 7, عسى الله أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين آديتم منهم مودة.
What does that mean?
it means that may Allah connect you and put love with you as believers and your enemies. Mm-hmm. Because Allah is gracious, Allah is merciful. Allah love to be in agreement and in love with everyone, mm-hmm. even non-believers. So, who are our enemies? Mm-hmm. So, as you know, everyone is not our friend.
Yeah.
So, everyone can't be our friend.
Yeah,
so
exactly. If we can refer them to brothers, because as from the beginning of the program you said we are all the children of Adam.
Yeah.
And they all should be our brothers. But so we don't have enemies here.
So, who are enemies? According to Quran, in the same chapters, chapter Mumtahana, verse 8, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Allah has said, yes, you must be in agreement with everyone. Who are enemies? In the next verse, Allah Ta'ala has said,
They're telling me we don't have much time. So just if you...
Yes, who are the real enemies? Mm. The real enemies who kill you, who wants to kill you, who wants to fire you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, our brothers and sisters. I hope you enjoyed our today's program. Unfortunately, we don't have much time. For the next time, we will have a new subject, which we're going to put on Facebook. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.